Welcome to 5-Minute Musar, Morning Affirmation Musar Practice. We have been doing Musar during the 40 days practice between the new moon, Rosh Chodesh, of the Jewish month Elul, and the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. This period of time is one of reflection and preparation for the new year, Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. We have been engaging with enthusiasm as a midah, a soul trait, and now with gratitude, hakarat hatov. This time we develop and strengthen our relationship with God, with the divine presence, where our goal is to become that much more awake and aware of God's presence. We do this through practicing the midah of gratitude. We chant, awaken to the good and give thanks. We thank God. We have begun to seriously engage with the morning affirmation practice, where we chant 5 minutes each morning. We have been chanting either Moda Ani or Mode Ani, or like my family, Modim Anu, the prayer traditionally said every morning in Jewish practice, or awaken to the good and give thanks. For most, after taking on some serious Musar practice, no change will be visible at first. We have to trust Musar practice that it is doing its job. The practices are gentle and mundane. They have been with us for generations. Therefore, if they were ineffective, we would know by now. I can personally attest that after 19 years of daily practice with a teacher, a Musar group called the Va'ad, and a learning partner called a Havruta, Musar is the most effective spiritual practice for ethical and spiritual and personal growth and transformation deeply rooted in the Jewish tradition. I would not still be doing it after 19 years if it were not only effective, but also elevating. The morning affirmation is a daily reminder phrase. Soon after we awaken in the morning, the practice demands that we remind ourselves of the midah on which we are practicing. The phrase needs to capture the essence of the midah. Awaken to the good and give thanks is one such phrase of hakarat hatov, of recognizing the good. Some write their morning affirmation on a card and place it at their bedside table to be sure to see the phrase first thing in the morning. The reminder phrase is concise and forcefully expressive. Most important is that the phrase speak to us, that it causes an effect on our soul, no matter how minute. While the morning affirmation can be silently read over slowly with full concentration, it is actually most effective when read out loud, chanted out loud, or sung out loud. Why? Rabbi Dr. Lord Jonathan Sacks recently published the following. One of the great 20th century scholars of technologies of communication, Walter J. Ong, spoke about the unique relationship of sound to interiority when sound is compared to the rest of the senses. He added, "This relationship is important because of the interiority of human consciousness and of human communication itself. In other words, it is through sound, especially through speaking and listening, that we encounter the depth dimension of reality. When we listen, when we personally engage far beyond the way we participate when we simply watch or read. That is why our Musar morning affirmation is read out loud or chanted out loud or sung out loud, because it'll go to the depths of the interiority of the human consciousness and subconsciousness far more effectively. Thank you for joining 5-Minute Musar.